Now,
the rest of the story. Reed City, Michigan. Classmates and athletic coaches don't know how the boy does it, but he's doing it. 15-year-old Clayton Jock, freshman at Reed City High School, is out there breaking all of the school records in softball and in baseball and in football and in basketball and in defiance of a significant handicap. For Clay Jock was born with a deformed foot, his left foot smaller and narrower than his right one. And it's also missing the big toe. But this is the rest of the story. Visitors to athletic halls of fame often return with an intriguing observation, for in those shrines are often preserved the athletic gear of the greats. The shoes, for example, which frequently appear to be larger than what you'd call normal. Coaches tell us that the implication is not misleading. Athletes do tend to have larger feet than the rest of us, representative of the superior sense of balance and solid foundation which helps them perform as they do. It may be also that large feet reflect greater nervous distribution in the extremities, might even suggest more sophisticated motor function at the driving end of those nerves. In any case, for the athlete, the feet represent his primary contact with the playing field, therefore his number one reference to gravity itself. The wheels, some athletes call them. When the wheels come off, the machine breaks down. And yet 15-year-old Clay Jock, J-A-Q-U-E-S, an extraordinary up-and-coming high school ball player, is rolling on one bad wheel and still mowing the competition down. Clay's softball team was winning league trophies while the boy was still in grade school. The older he got, the deadlier he became. Eighth grade teammates recall the time Clay stepped up to the plate, shouted to the other team's third baseman, "This one's coming to you," and then the ball, the first pitch, right to the third baseman. And Clay still beat the throw, safe at first. His speed serves him well in football, too. There's nothing he can't do on a gridiron, his coach says. A phenomenal pass receiver, Clay can also throw one dazzling tight spiral after another. What Clay has set his heart on is college basketball. He's played only since seventh grade, yet already he's demonstrating a shot-making ability that his elders and peers alike stand by shaking their heads in amazement. It's being suggested to Clay Jock that he go out for track this spring to keep up with his swimming. For with so much athletic ability, there's no telling what sport might ultimately claim him. Meanwhile, this phenomenal athlete's academic accomplishments at Reed City High, straight A's. So, in addition to his athletic excellence, he's promised academic success as well. I guess what I'm telling you is that one way or another, you're going to hear more and more and more from Clayton Jock, this amazing young man who has overcome tremendous odds and who has made his name synonymous with excellence despite the handicap of a malformed foot and something else. For Clay was born with yet another challenge, one that requires him to use both arms at once in shooting or throwing or catching, because arms are all Clay has. He was born without hands. Now you know the rest of the story.